NFL is back, and you know what that means. It's time for Totally Patriots.
The Patriots are back and ready to tear up the field in the 2013 season. First stop in week one, the Buffalo Bills. But first, Romeo sits down with offensive tackle Will Svitek. He's used to pressure from the defensive line, but Romeo's got some pressure of his own.
I make very little money doing this show, but you're going to tell me how to invest in that.
And what's got Tom Brady upset with the coach?
Come on, coach.
Plus, Gerard Mayo gets tilted. Who knew the linebacker could belt?
Crawling in my skin. Am I the only one with this problem?
Sound the foghorn. Football is back, and Totally Patriots is about to start.
I'll tell you, it's good to be back, and I know Romeo's excited too. So let's not waste any time. He's over in the hall right now. New season, new team. Let's see who he has in the hot seat.
That's right, Shauna. Another week, another player to get to know here in the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Here with some students and aspiring football players from Mansfield High, all here to help me welcome Will Svitek, everybody.
Hold on, let me get back up.
Welcome, man. Get comfy. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
You have a really cool, unique story. Talk about coming over. You grew up in the Czech, in Prague.
Yeah.
How did you make your way here?
Well, basically, I was born in Prague, Czechoslovakia, now the Czech Republic, and in 1982. And when I was 2 years old, it was under the communist regime. My parents didn't want their, four children to kind of grow up in a communist country. They wanted us to fulfill our greatest potential and wanted us to come to America to achieve the American dream. So we basically escaped over the mountains, went on like a day hike, pretend we're going on a day hike, and ended up in Austria, stayed at a refugee camp for about 8 months, got legalized, and then came to the United States when I was 3 years old. So basically grew up in California, we moved to Southern California, was born in Europe, but came out here to achieve the American dream and for all these possibilities.
Yeah, who introduced you to football?
It's a good question. I started off doing track at a young age. My dad was a track athlete, and I was playing basketball. And then, I was just playing football because all my friends were. So I was just like you guys, young guy, grew up in Southern California, and started playing football because all my friends were.
Now, offensive tackle, what's it like? Your main goal? Protect the QB.
Yeah.
What's that like? That's a big responsibility.
That's definitely, as an offensive lineman, your biggest responsibility is protecting the quarterback, especially here in New England, when you got someone like Tom Brady back there. So, it's definitely a big responsibility. We take a lot of pride in it. We work really hard, and it's definitely a, tough job.
Now, did you intern at like a financial brokerage house or a financial institution?
Yeah, well, I've done a couple different things. This is my ninth season in the NFL. So I've done different things in the offseason. We get some free time during the off season, so I try to take advantage of it, do some stuff to prepare me for life after football. And yeah, I've interned at a financial planning services place. And then
I make very little money doing this show, but you're gonna tell me how to invest it after this.
I'm still the last person you want to talk to.
All right.
I did a bunch of that.
Fair enough. I'm bad with money too. Pat's chat is coming up. The students will get to ask you some questions. You ready for that?
Yes.
It's on the way. Make some noise for Will, everybody.
Wow, that is an amazing story. I know I won't be hiking anywhere anytime soon in these shoes. Can we get a shot of these shoes? Not exactly mountain climbing, fleeing the country sort of gear, right? Well, we may have left Pat's chat, but we're not leaving the hall just yet. For those of you who don't know, the Patriots Hall of Fame is located right here at the stadium. Let's meet the man behind the scenes. Maybe he can give Romeo and I a few pointers on how we can get inducted.
Beyond the Bench is brought to you by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare.
And now, the executive director of the Hall at Patriot Place, Brian Morey.
Welcome to the hall.
My role with the organization is to oversee all museum operations.
Don't bring the light. You can move the light.
There's many different projects we're doing at one time. And then, of course, there's promotions, there's marketing. It's figuring out the best ways to tell our guests or our fans what's here, what kind of experience we're providing.
Oh, look, good now, pop culture exhibit.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
The Kraft family, they wanted a building that was alive, that brought you in, that made you feel the emotions you felt when those moments in Patriots history were actually happening. I think the Hall helps fans develop a better relationship with the Patriots organization. I've always felt like one of our jobs at the Hall is to try to connect the fans to the team in many different ways. The building is incredibly interactive. You can touch and feel, watch video, see how high you jump, block Teddy Bruschi, learn the playbook from Coach Belichick. There are so many different elements in the museum that make it a unique sports venue. I would say my favorite event by far annually is our Hall induction. When we bring back a player that we will induct into the Hall that will live forever in Patriots history. We just inducted Teddy Bruschi into our Hall of Fame, and he said, "Brian, that was perfect." He felt so incredibly honored to stand up there in his red jacket and talk to the fans that supported him for so many years, and I think it meant a great deal to him. Fans that come in, they don't care about the game on Sunday, whether the team won or lost. They're coming through to enjoy the Patriots experience. That's what the Hall provides, and that's what makes it exciting for me to come to work every day, is you're dealing with fans that are enjoying themselves and having fun and thinking about the greatest moments in team history.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam. Celebrating 75 years of service to financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim, giving you more ways to better. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Totally Fit is brought to you by United Healthcare, helping people live healthier lives.
Hey, Pats fans. This is Coach Harold Nash, head strength and conditioning coach for the New England Patriots. And I'll be with you all season long just to show you some exercise tips that can help you get totally fit. So with that being said, let's get started. This week's exercise is an alternating step back lunge. What I want to do is I want to alternate legs, come forward, hands on the hip, keeping the torso upright, stepping back, pressing through the quads. Working my quads, getting three sets of 8 to 10, I think that'll be enough to get you totally fit.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. Romeo's still over in the Hall with 8-year vet Will Svitek. And now it's Mansfield High's turn to fire the questions. This offensive tackle is used to pressure from the defensive line. Let's see how he handles this.
Here in the Hall with Will. You said you've never been up in here yet.
No, it's my first time, actually.
We're going to have to go explore and check it out after. First, I hope you're not too comfy in this seat, because there are some football players here who want to take this seat from you and be in your position in a few years. They got some questions for you. Mansfield High is in the house. You ready?
Yes.
All right, who's got a question? In the front, stand up. Say your name and your question.
My name is Connor Driscoll. Do you have any hidden talents?
Hidden talents? Sadly, no. I wish I did. I wish I could sing, but I'm kind of boring. Just kind of play sports, play football.
Any dance moves? Like, can you do the worm or anything? Nothing crazy?
No, I'm trying to think. I'm pretty bland, but no.
Do you have any superstitions or good luck charms?
That's a good question. I think as football players, I think we all kind of were very, like, routine-based. Football's, we play every Sunday. And so I don't know if it's very superstitious, but I have to be the same way every single time. You know, the same way I go to the stadium, the same way I prepare for practice, the same routine. I always do something exactly the same. That kind of gives me, like, kind of comfort and confidence going into practice or the game.
What's your question?
I'm Nick Kruskas, and my question is, what was your first reaction when you got drafted into the NFL?
I was excited. It was kind of something you never forget. I got drafted in 2005, and I remember I was sitting at home with my parents watching the draft, and I didn't know when I was going to get drafted, if I would get drafted at all. And I remember Kansas City came on the clock and my phone rang and this guy said, "Hey, this is from the Chiefs." And he was talking to me. I'm like, why are you calling me right now? I didn't realize that Kansas City was on the clock. And then Dick Vermeil came on the phone, and Dick Vermeil was the head coach for the Chiefs at the time. And he came on the phone and said they were drafting me. And it was an amazing experience, a lot of fun.
Last question for Will. It goes to you. Make it a good one. What you got?
I'm Colin Murphy. And who do you think's the funniest person in the locker room?
Ooh, good question. I think Ryan Wendell is actually a pretty funny guy. I'm an O-lineman, so I kind of hang with the O-line a lot. Ryan's got a pretty like witty sense of humor, so he's actually a pretty funny guy.
Any amazing like pranks or jokes ever go on in the locker room? We always hear like, you know, things that people do to each other, kind of try to trick each other.
There's some, probably some I can't even say on camera, but there's one we're still going to do. We're going to take, don't do this in school or in your, we still haven't done it yet. So hopefully we can do this before this airs, but we're going to take one of the rookies' cell phone, steal it, and then we're going to set the alarm on it. So it's going to go off in meetings. And so we're going to tape it underneath the table. So we'll be in meetings and all of a sudden the rookie's phone will go off. And so that's kind of be one of our pranks. And so he'll get in trouble, but we still haven't done it yet, but that's about it.
Hopefully they won't be watching right now.
Yeah, exactly.
We won't
exactly,
give it away.
Yeah.
We want to thank you so much for your time. We want to thank the students of Mansfield High and the football team. Give it up for yourselves and make some noise for real. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Fall is back, and with it, the return of our favorite scientist, Professor Fritz. He's upgraded his lab, though. He's actually inside the lighthouse. Wonder how I pulled that one off. I think I need a tour. Let's see what he's cooking up this weekend. How'd they do that?
Hey, guys, football is a game of strength and speed, so football players have to be, well, you know, strong and fast. What makes us strong and fast? Muscles. Muscles, yeah. So what are muscles anyway? Let's explore the skeletal system. There are over 600 muscles in the human body with three different kinds. First up, the heart. This muscle will flex beat about 3 billion times in your life. That's like 100,000 times in a day. Second, smooth muscles. Smooth muscles help move food you eat through your digestive system. This muscle movement is called peristalsis. The muscles used in athletics are called skeletal muscles because they're attached to your, skeleton. Yeah, we got it. Each muscle is composed of bundles of muscles called myocytes. They're extremely long cells, sometimes even 6 inches. That's half a ruler. And are made up mostly of two kinds of protein fibers called actin and myosin. The only thing that muscles can really do is contract. They get shorter to exert leverage on the skeleton, after which they just relax back to the normal length. To make muscles contract, little barbs on the myosin fibers grab onto the actin fibers and walk along them, causing the whole bundle of them to shorten. In a football game, players need to speed up and change direction as quickly as possible, and that means they need to accelerate. The more acceleration, the better. So all football players need to work on making their muscles stronger so they can run, block, and throw with just enough force to overpower or fool their opponent. I pick things up, and I put things down. Oh, now we know how muscles work and what they do, but what is it in our bodies that makes them so huge? Is that a burger? I spell protein. Protein, P-R-O-T-E-I-N. When athletes train to build muscle mass, they actually damage muscle fibers. Ouch! Hey, no pain, no gain, right? Special cells in muscles called satellite cells sense the damage, beep, 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 and begin repairs that increase the number of muscle cells and thicken muscle fiber. This is called hypertrophy, or more simply, muscle growth. The opposite is true if you don't exercise a muscle. It gets smaller. That's called atrophy. I know a little something about that. Ha! In order to build muscle fiber, an athlete has to both train and provide the right building blocks. Protein. Muscles are made of protein, so that means a protein-rich diet is very important. Humans especially need foods rich in the 9 essential amino acids. These are the building blocks of proteins that our own bodies just can't make. These amino acids are found in foods like meat, eggs, soybeans, and grains like quinoa. What? Oh, sorry, quinoa. Yeah. Hey, can I get some fried rice and a Kung Pao chicken over here? It's not surprising how strong these guys are. Eating right and training hard is the perfect recipe for huge. The only benching I'll be doing is warming it. I'm Professor Fritzen. That's how we do that. Hey, coach, get me in. I can throw. Lefty.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Subway. Any regular footlong is a $5 footlong. All September long. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots.
Jerod Mayo has been voted captain 5 years in a row now. We all know he can lead the defense, but can he lead the pack when it comes to tilted? We got to start this year off high. We got to set the bar high, right? It's time to go bananas, go nuts, go Mayo.
Tilted is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide.
My favorite board game when I was a kid would be Monopoly, because we grew up broke and we wanted to be rich, so what better to do it with the Monopoly money? The favorite piece I used to use was the battleship. Don't ask me why. Or the car. No thimble for me. Do I have any embarrassing music artists that I like? I like Linkin Park. You wouldn't think I did. I do like that song, Crawling. Crawling in my skin, confusing what is real. That song. If I could be a teen pop star, who would I be? I would be Harry Potter. He is a little bit of a pop star. A popular star. That guy flies on a broom. What more can you ask for? Next question. Boxers or briefs? It depends on the weather. If it's a hot day, boxers. Cold day, briefs. If it's raining, nothing. Edit that out. Am I a prankster? I am a prankster. I love playing jokes. Just gotta be careful who you play jokes on in the locker room. Some people in the locker room have a lot of money and their pranks are a little bit better than yours. They'll get your car towed, get your family removed from the house, things like that. Can I say that? I like to scare people. So what I do is I just hang around corners and in offices. Ah! Then I scare them just to see their faces. Like, ah! Come on, man. I do feel like my hair is part of the reason I'm good at football. Am I the only one with this problem? When did I become good in football? Grew my hair out. Do it, guys. Do it. But I'm not superstitious, though.
TMI, Jerod. I'm not even sure the logic behind going commando when it's raining. Well, let's check in with Romeo again. He's testing the fans to see what they know about our week one opener opponent, the Buffalo Bills.
The Bills lost four consecutive Super Bowls, 4 years in a row, starting with what year?
90? No, oh, shoot. 84?
More recent.
94?
90? One.
92.
No, you had it.
91.
91, 92, 93, 94.
First try, you got it. That was impressive. You are
very,
a football
very,
fan.
Very good.
What are the Buffalo Bills cheerleaders called? Rhymes with Bills.
It rhymes with Bills. All right.
The Buffalo and their girls.
The... Oh.
Take a guess, man. Start with the alphabet.
It rhymes with Bills.
Jills?
You got it.
Okay, that's kind of lame.
The Buffalo Jills.
I never would have gone there.
Right. I'm going to read you a sentence.
All right.
Very deep sentence, and I want you to tell me the meaning behind it. Buffalo, 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 Buffalo. Buffalo, 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 Buffalo. What does that mean?
This is an actual sentence.
Yes. It's actually Buffaloes from New York, from Buffalo, who are bullying other Buffaloes. That's their way of saying it. You said it like it makes sense. Does that make sense to you?
Freeze! You have the right to remain confused. Totally lame laws.
It's actually illegal to shine shoes on a Sunday after 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Crazy. After 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's illegal to dye or color a baby chick there.
That's an odd one.
And it's actually illegal to sell the fur of a cat in Buffalo.
I don't know why you'd be shaving a cat.
Is it illegal to give a TV host a cupcake on TV?
Oh, yes.
Do you have any cat fur that I could buy?
No.
Next on Totally Patriots, we're busting out the best highlights from the 2013 preseason. Stay with us. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots. And by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Happy National Pardon Day. Come on, coach.
Pardon me, Tommy.
It's
great to be back, Shauna.
You know, I hate summer to end, but when it's football season, I'm all right with
You're fine with that. I know, we love summer, we love going to the beaches and the good weather, but fall means football. We're okay with that. And this season, it's going to be interesting. The locker room looks a lot different than it did last year.
Totally different, I know, but I'm really excited about Danny Amendola.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be fun to watch. And this week, the Bills, I mean to be a little biased, but...
We got this.
We got this.
Total shoo-in.
That's going to do it for us from Patriot Place. We'll see you next week. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging with us. We'll leave you with some highlights from the 2013 preseason.
A touchdown for the Patriots. What a throw to Shane Vereen.
It's like you're watching a man run amongst midget leaguers.
Throw down the middle for Amendola. Touchdown, the Patriots. Down he goes, brought to the turf by Brandon Spikes. Firing down the left side for Josh Boyce. He's in the end zone. He's got a touchdown.